Democrat Representative Shri Tanadar to introduce bill to abolish ICE. ICE is beyond reform. By Elizabeth Weibel on January 14, 2026. Representative Shri Tanadar, DME, revealed that he was going to be introducing a bill that would abolish U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, claiming that ICE was beyond reform. During a press conference on Wednesday, Tanadar accused ICE of being totally out of control. Tanadar also accused ICE of working beyond control under Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem's leadership. Tanadar went on to add that he was proud to have co-sponsored a resolution to impeach Noem, accusing her of misusing taxpayer funds, lying to his Homeland Security Committee, and leading an agency, leading ICE, that is committing crimes across America. And, we must reform ICE. But it looks at this stage, folks, ICE is beyond reform. ICE is totally out of control, and this week, I intend to introduce a bill to abolish ICE, Tanadar said. We need to make ICE go away. A press release from Tanadar from January 9 explains that the Democrat congressman is planning to introduce the Abolish ICE Act, which would dismantle the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and end its current enforcement authority. The press release came days after an ICE agent fatally shot a woman, Renee Good, who was accused of having weaponized her vehicle. The tragic death of Renee Nicole Good in Minneapolis, a 37-year-old mother fatally shot by an ICE agent, shows that ICE cannot be reformed and must be abolished, Tanadar said in a statement. The Abolish ICE Act is a step toward justice, accountability, and a more humane approach to immigration policy. Breitbart News's A.W.R. Hawkins reported that at the time of shooting, a group of people began trying to block ICE agents from conducting operations in Minneapolis, Minnesota. NBC News reported that a group of people began trying to block ICE agents as they were carrying out targeted operations in Minneapolis. In the course of this, a woman allegedly used her vehicle to attack agents. At the time, DHS explained in a post on X that a woman weaponized her vehicle and attempted to run over ICE officials. Today, ICE officers in Minneapolis were conducting targeted operations when rioters began blocking ICE officers, and one of these violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over our law enforcement officers in an attempt to kill them. An act of domestic terrorism, Homeland Security wrote in a post from January 7. Noem has shared that while ICE officers were out on an enforcement action, they tried to push out their vehicle after getting stuck in the snow. Noem added that a woman attacked them. A woman attacked them, and those surrounding them, and attempted to run them over, and ram them with her vehicle, Noem shared. An officer of ours acted quickly, and defensively shot to protect himself and the people around him.